From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Topping the news, South Korean probe into U.S. envoy attack. South Korean police said today they are investigating possible links between the North Korean government and a man who attacked the U.S. ambassador to Seoul, Mark Lippert. Authorities say 55-year-old Kim Ki-jong faces possible attempted murder charges after slashing Lippert on the face and wrist with a small knife, leaving him with wounds needing 80 stitches. Pyongyang's official Korean Central News Agency responded to the attack by calling it just punishment and a valid expression of resistance to ongoing U.S.-South Korea military exercises. Suspected Boko Haram militants have attacked a village in northeastern Nigeria, killing at least 68. Witnesses tell VOA the militants attacked the community of Injaba in Borno State before dawn on Tuesday. Word of that attack took 2 days to reach the state capital, Maiduguri, about 100 kilometers away because of the remoteness of the area. Attack is similar to raids conducted by Boko Haram and other northeastern Nigerian towns and villages. Top military commander of Syria's al-Qaeda-affiliated Nusra Front was killed. Abu Humam al-Shami died with several other Nusra Front members Thursday in an attack apparently targeting a high-level meeting. State-run Syria media report that government forces carried out the strike against the militants in Idlib province. And U.S. law enforcement officials warning police and the public to be vigilant about efforts by the Islamic State to recruit would-be terrorists through the Internet. This is VOA News. Iraqi defense officials claim they have cut off supply routes to Islamic State fighters inside Saddam Hussein's hometown of Tikrit. Edward Uranian reports.
Iraqi government forces and a large contingent of Shiite volunteer militiamen battled Islamic State militants for a fourth day of bitter fighting aimed at retaking the strategic Tigris River town of Tikrit. The mostly Sunni town lies 80 kilometers north of Baghdad and is a key outpost on the route to Iraq's second largest city, Islamic State-held Mosul. Arab media reported both sides continue to dig into their positions, with government forces cutting off supply routes into the city. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
United Nations envoy for Libya says he believes a peace deal is possible between warring factions in Libya. Bernardo León and UN mediators met separately. That was in Morocco on Thursday with delegates from the Libyan government and with Islamic extremists who have taken over the capital, Tripoli, and set up a separate administration. Nigeria is suffering from a gasoline shortage as falling oil prices have affected the country's ability to import and distribute refined fuels. Henry Ridgewell has our report.
In Abuja, the lines of cars waiting for gas are growing longer. Acute fuel shortages are gripping towns and cities across the country. Nigeria is one of the world's top producers of crude oil and exports around 2 million barrels per day, but it doesn't have the refinery capacity to meet fuel demand, so it relies on imports. The falling oil price has hit Nigeria's currency, the Naira, and traders say government fuel subsidies are not being paid. Analysts warn that continued low oil prices have the potential to cause unrest because the government will be forced to cut back on public spending. Henry Ridgewell, London.
Boston Marathon bombing trial of Dzhokhar Tsarnaev continued for a second day Thursday with testimony from a survivor who described the moments after the 2013 attack as pure carnage. 264 people were injured. 3 people died in the blast. Defense lawyers hope to convince the jury not to sentence Dzhokhar Tsarnaev to death by blaming his older brother, Tamerlan, for the mastermind. Prosecutors allege the Tsarnaevs were trying to avenge U.S. wars in Muslim countries. American film star Harrison Ford was injured Thursday. It happened when his single-engine airplane crashed onto a golf course shortly after taking off from the airport in Santa Monica, California. Officials say the 72-year-old actor was piloting the plane. No one else was on board.
That's the latest world news from VOA.